This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and our first guest this evening happens to be State Representative Jim Cantwell. It is kind of his turn to do the State House report. Representative, how are you on this evening?
I'm fantastic, Kevin. Thank you for having me tonight, and thanks again for the focus on activities at the State House.
Yeah, what's the hot and happening thing that you've been immersed in over the past couple of weeks since we last chatted?
Since the last time, the hottest issue that I've been working, Kevin, has been trying to make a national focus for the need for coastal infrastructure. As people all along the South Shore and WATD land know, we are seeing storms that are more rapidly occurring, frankly not to the level that FEMA believes they are, but we are seeing storms that require a concerted effort for infrastructure investment that protect our homes, our infrastructure, and our residents. So the most exciting thing was just now 2 weeks ago, I co-hosted a symposium at the John F. Kennedy Library where, Kevin, you and I talked off-air, but we had leaders from New Orleans, from New York, from San Francisco, from Miami, Norfolk, Virginia, and Boston, all talking about the efforts that they are doing to be prepared for any sea level changes and for more storms in a manner that makes sure that we protect people's property and protect our commercial base. What was most interesting is each of the speakers talked of what they're doing kind of in a vacuum in the costs that are incurred and the reason why we have to do this, but that there's no national effort, Kevin, to help. This is really being led with kind of dysfunction in D.C. This is something being led at the local level.
Right.
We had local folks. We had Murray talk about what's happening in Scituate. We had Paul Helpiotis there to talk about what's happening in Marshfield. But we really need a national focus on this along the lines of what President Eisenhower did in the 50s, when he said, for purposes of economic development and national security, he did the interstate highway statutes and made that kind of investment. We were at the John F. Kennedy Library, so many of us talked about how Kennedy inspired people for all types of public service. But he also talked specifically about the race to the moon. Right? And he set an agenda, made sure that business and government and educational folks all came together to address a very serious public policy need. That's what we need at our national level. And one of my favorite speakers at the symposium was from the Netherlands, one of their scientists and leaders in government, who talked about how they cannot retreat where they are in the Netherlands. They would have to go into Germany, right? So they stand their ground, and they have a very sophisticated infrastructure system that holds back the water and protects from major storms. It's the kind of thing we need to learn from and that we need to be doing here in the United States.
Well, I have to ask you real quick, Representative, was anything brought up in regards to what we saw in Japan with their issues, tsunamis and earthquakes, and the recent major storm in the Philippines? Was any of that brought to light or discussed?
It was. It absolutely was. And that is when people were citing, saying, look, we know that we have changes in climate patterns that are taking place. We will see more of these 100-year storms. What I raised, Kevin, was saying what we don't want is to have an agency acting in a vacuum that says, okay, we'll just take the data, but then to from on up high just impose dramatically disastrous federal policies, which is what happened with FEMA with flood insurance, that we get it in Marshfield and Scituate. We know how to prepare for things like what we saw with the blizzard of 78. We have changed our zoning to make people have to put their properties up beyond 11 feet. We have done a lot of investment for infrastructure like seawalls. We're doing what we can at the local level. So when that came up, that issue of the Philippines, that storm was certainly beyond a 100-year storm, and people said, you know what, we need to start looking at how we can be able to do things like in the Innovation District in South Boston, what should we be doing for that new industries as they come in. And what was really fascinating is some of the discussion of buildings. They're talking of making sure there are buildings in that district that the whole first floor would just be space like be a cafe or just meeting rooms. They won't make any of the most serious needs will be the second floor and above. And they actually cited a hospital that we have right in Charlestown that just got built right on the water, and that's exactly what they've done. So those types of smart growth issues for how we do our zoning changes to address what we believe will be the new sea level rise, but also the investments we need, that we have a hurricane wall that's down, that was built down in New Bedford, that has been phenomenally successful, so we look for that kind of investment. They gave examples of what we're doing in New Orleans and New York. It really, it is the thing, Kevin, that will be with all of us for the remainder of our lives, of how we are going to appropriately invest in areas for infrastructure to protect our citizens, how we make sure to change our zoning so buildings are up high, won't have damage, and how we do all that without people going bankrupt from new federal policies that I think were overly onerous.
We are speaking with State Representative Jim Cantwell. Anything as far as news or conversations with any of the local folks, whether it's some of the folks who have banded together to form their own group in regards to the FEMA flood insurance, the FEMA flood maps and the flood insurance?
Absolutely. Yes, Kevin, thanks for the question. We just had last Wednesday, Congressman Lynch had provided testimony at a United States Congress Financial Services Committee hearing. He testified, and he brought in information that a number of us locally had given him about what was happening for individual homeowners. A gentleman, Jeb Banks in Scituate, was given a flood insurance bill for $66,000. And thankfully, working through Congressman Lynch's office and Senators Markey Warren, we were able to have FEMA come out and realize for their underwriting they had made some mistakes. His rate is being dramatically reduced. But to answer directly, for the Marshall Coastal Coalition and the Scituate Coastal Coalition, they have been phenomenal about really getting data locally that was used to make sure that our legislators in Congress would take action. And then I have to say, the Marshall and Scituate selectmen and leaders, they have really, the town halls have been turned into kind of a war room over the last few months to one, make sure people got individual advice about how they could deal with the flood insurance changes, and most importantly, how we could file some really meritorious appeals of the maps that were being proposed by this third-party group hired by FEMA. Both Marshall and Scituate hired, they hired the Woods Hole Group, and they hired Ransom Engineering, and they've been able to definitively prove that FEMA got it wrong when they came up with the maps predicting 3-foot waves hitting in Marshfield Center and predicting 5-foot levels on Front Street and Scituate. We knew parenthetically that those estimates were frankly ridiculous, but to have scientists back us up and show that those maps are done improperly will help us, I think, greatly as we go forward.
I have to probably, one of the last things I got to ask you before we close out our segment, probably one of the most newsworthy things that I thought took place last week was a vote by the Senate to pass an initiative to raise the minimum wage, something that would take place over the next 2 years. Have you had any discussions with any of your colleagues? Has there been any talk as far as when this reaches the House, what will be done? Have you been spoken to by any small businesses in regards to this is something that should be taken a closer look at before it's overwhelmingly approved?
Yeah, we have. It is by far, the last week was one of the most significant things that was passed on the Senate side, along with on the House side. We were doing, as you know, in the last 2 weeks, welfare reform, and we were doing issues of corporate manslaughter. Speaking directly to the issue for increasing the minimum wage, there is no doubt we'll have a robust debate on the House side. There have been initiatives that I support looking at ways to try to make reforms for unemployment insurance. I run a very small law practice. We have 12 employees, and we see, as many businesses do, we see large increases every year in the unemployment insurance, and we haven't had claims for a long time. So I, what I think you will see, Kevin, in the House side, you'll see a solid initiative started in the Senate addressing the need to have a livable wage so people who earn the minimum wage can actually live in our region. And then secondly, you'll see some initiatives that the business sector would really like to have for reform. We will combine the two on the House side and make sure that it's a comprehensive piece of legislation.
Would that be as far as like unemployment reform? Is there some kind of a reform coming down the road for that?
That will be some of this bill that I would see would come out on the House side. What we'll do is the committees are going to work through the whole month of December, looking at ways that we can make sure the bill will address, yes, a need to make sure that people who are just minimum wage workers can survive, but also looking at what corporate America, what we're hearing from our local businesses, and what sensible reforms we can do to help them be able to have a successful business. Trying to make sure that for folks who are concerned about the bottom line and what new costs will be for employees, are able to see savings in other areas so that they know that clearly we're trying to be very thoughtful of how to make our Commonwealth the most competitive Commonwealth for people to be able to live here and work here and to have business thrive.
Well, I want to thank you, Representative Cantwell, for joining us for probably one of the last State House reports that we have before Thanksgiving. And that gives me a chance to ask you big plans for the holiday in a couple of days.
Oh, Kevin, we do. And thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody listening. What I'll be doing on Thursday morning is I'll join Josh Cutler. We always have this competition with the Marshall and Duxbury football teams facing off that we always try to raise a little bit of money for our food pantries. And whoever is victorious, the other person has to come over and wear the jersey of the other team and go and make a donation to the food pantry. Last year, unfortunately, Marshall came up a little short, so I went to Duxbury, had to wear a Duxbury Dragons sweatshirt, and we made a delivery to the Duxbury food pantry. This year, I'm hoping that we'll be able to have Josh Cutler wearing our good green colors for the Rams, and we'll go right to Marshall Center to make a donation for the Marshall food pantry. And I'm wishing everyone listening just a safe and happy holiday season. Kevin, look forward to being with you sometime in the future for another future State House report.
You got it. And if folks want to reach you up at the State House, or if they have any input on any of the initiatives that you're working on, how can they reach out to you?
Thank you very much. My phone is 617-722-2140. Email is james.cantwell, C-A-N-T-W-E-L-L. At mahouse.gov, or by mail, I'm room 23 at the State House, Boston, Mass., 02133. Final thing on my website is just www.jimcantwell.com.
There he is, State Representative Jim Cantwell, doing another State House report. We will step aside for a couple of moments when we come back. More Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.